write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know,
I don't know, I don't know.
Spending time all alone, sending my songs through the phone, dreaming of a better home, we while focused on trying to hone this craft, witchcraft. I hope the brujas let this last.
I don't know.
That was the great sounds of Wata with Outside on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Prestige, with my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm, City Maine, EZ Blues is in the building. EZ Blues, you are better with introductions more than me. Who do we have with us today again on Behind the Brand?
Ladies and gentlemen, before I do that, we just want to take one moment of this show, and pay our due respect to Martin Luther King Jr. So for right now, we're going to have a moment of silence for Dr. King. Okay, it's a live radio show, and we have time to fill, so we do have to move forward. But now I want to jump back in the Wayback Machine. Back in the Wayback Machine from the beginning. From the beginning, this gentleman came up through Hartford. This gentleman went through, did the right things, went to the school aspect, you know, made these incredible connections, but really started making music. As he started making music, going from full band music to solo project stuff, going from more of the folky aspect to more towards a hip hop aspect, incorporating every single aspect of who he actually is, whether it be his Puerto Rican roots, whether it be being born from the city of Hartford, whether it be throwing out a pitch and singing the national anthem for the Hartford Yard Goats, or whether it being such an incredible human being that every time you purchase a piece of merch from him on Wata's Bandcamp, he writes an individual post-it note thanking you personally for believing in him. This man has showered Shane Penguin with so much love and admiration. This man showed up to a live stream to watch my son play drums for his band concert. And for that, and for all of those incredible things, we are honored. We are privileged to have him here with us. You hear him twice a week on this show, actually four times a week, because it's on the inward and the outward if we don't have other music playing. On this show, put your hands together for the amazing Wata. Brother, how have you been?
I'm doing well on yourself. That was quite the introduction.
Well, you know.
I'm doing well. How y'all doing?
Excellent.
We're doing excellent. Well, we have this incredible news. You are moving forward in your journey, and you are headed to the West Coast.
Crazy, right?
What has made you decide to continue this journey?
I don't know. Life is short. Basically, I want to see how many times I say but but life is short. I've always wanted to check it out. I'm kind of like a, I don't want to say free spirit kind of vibes, but I want to try things out to see what they feel like, in a sense. Right. And I had been talking about it. It's funny because February 1st would have marked my fifth year in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I'm not very good with planning. I think I'm good with planning, but I usually just say I'm going to do something and I just go for it. Mm-hmm. Figure it on the way. But mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody that I meet always asks me like where I'm from. They're like, yeah, you're from California, right? I'm like, nah, I'm from Connecticut. You know, like to me, it's such like an opposite like vibe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is the movie Brink for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's about trying it out. You know, I'll never know if I like it if I don't go try it. And right. That's really like the answer. You know, hey, why are you trying this out? It's like, because I can.
Right.
And I want to live a life, not without regrets, but it got instilled inside me, and now I'm like, oh, I got to do it, because if not, I'm always going to wonder why, what would it have been like. Mm-hmm. And New York and the East Coast is always here, So, you know, I can mm-hmm. always come back. Doubtful, but I can always come back.
Mm-hmm. No, you definitely can. And what's really great for those who have been following your career is every place where you take residency, your art kind of evolves with a little bit of a different sound. You know, when you went over to Brooklyn, there was actually a harder edge to some of the stuff you were releasing. So I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, the organicness of what you absorb from the California lifestyle. And I think it's going to do incredible for you sonically and inspiration wise. I think it'd be great for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, all of that being said, you are out here for literally another 7 days. You know, is it going to be like Where's Waldo? And people just like randomly like find you and pop up and you're going to like give them a hug and a high five? Are you going to hit the famed Stella Blues Tuesday night open mic just because you can one last time? What is the final hurrah week look like for Wata? Or are you going to spend it with your family, hugging them and holding on to them tightly? Either answer is fine, but you know.
The latter. I'm going to spend it calm and with my family. I even living in New York, I felt like I didn't really come back to Connecticut much, but mm-hmm. it was always kind of knowing the option that was there. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not as viable or plausible, I guess, as it was before.
Right.
I try to act all hard, like I won't miss them, but I will definitely miss them and my friends. Mm-hmm. I was here last week and I did my, I don't like posting where I am on social media too much because then my inbox kind of like blows up. Like that I do like having some sense of privacy and I'm kind of in a way practicing that sense of privacy. I feel like with music, I'm already open enough. I don't need to, I want to have my own little corner, you know, my own little room inside myself to myself. But, pretty chill. My sister's 21 now, so we went and got drinks the other day. Nice. I'm looking forward to the night before my girlfriend, my family and I are like everybody, like there's like 14 Latinos all coming together, Latinxes. We're going to have a hibachi. So I'm low key looking forward to that. Just seeing everybody in my family mm-hmm. in the room at the same time. Knowing that, you know, it's the West Coast in my head doesn't seem like a big deal because I'm just like a creature of like moving and like, but the closer it gets, the more not daunting, but the more I'm like, oh snap, I'm moving across the country. You know, I'm going to be 2,500 right. away from anything that I know. But at the same time, in my family, I'll be the first to be that far away from home. And in a sense, I feel like mm-hmm. I'm putting my own like family flag in California, you know?
Nice.
That's a great feeling.
No, it's a great feeling. And for those who do really, really pay attention to your career, they know how much your family means to you. The track you've done for your mom is by far one of my favorites that you do. I've been blessed enough to see you try it like for the first time live, at, you know, in Connecticut. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment. And I, like I said, I know exactly how much your family means to you. And I'm glad that you're taking this time, you know, to be with them, because that also just means this Saturday, you're going to be all party because it is the biggest party to come to New Haven Hamden area in a very long time. I mean, if we're being 100% honest, the last time you really played a show out here, you were selling out, you know, College Street Music Hall. And now you're ending your chapter on the East Coast performance wise, almost exactly where you began your chapter. What is that like for you? Like, what is that journey like?
I haven't sold out College Street, but I promise you I'll come back and do it. But, save that. That's on the record. No. I didn't realize, you know, you're always thinking of ways to find an angle for a show to promote mm-hmm. it, you know, like, hey, what'll get people excited? And basically what I've learned about being in Brooklyn is I don't hide that anymore. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get people to a show. I'm trying to get heads there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find out what it's like, excites people, what makes people want to have an experience. So, but with that being said, I didn't notice until like a couple days ago that I released my first album February 2nd, 2013 at The Space. And I was like, holy crap, it's going to be almost 9 years to the day that I recorded it at Adoria. So it's almost 10 years to the day. Adoria was above The Space and nobody knows. It's almost like 10 years to the day that I started recording, kind of started the journey, I guess. And weird to think, you know, when people, you're younger and people say time flies, they mean it. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, 10 years ago, I was a completely different person, a different artist. And like now thinking that in those 10 years I have lived, you know, in New Haven and Brooklyn and now LA, it's pretty, you couldn't have told me that this was the way that it was going to be. Like, you know, I would have been like, LA, I'm not moving to LA. Nothing wrong with LA or nothing wrong with any, I don't ever think that there's some, any, every space is built for whoever uses that space and how they want to use it. Mm-hmm. That being a city or a bedroom, but it's going to be, I'm definitely going to be a little sentimental thinking, being on that stage at the ballroom and thinking that not even 300 feet from here, you know, Frank Sacramone in the studio, basically I remember him telling me, I used to just play Peligrosa at house shows, you know, like everybody would be like 2 a.m, we're all drunk. And I'm like, I'm going to play this song. I hope you like it, you know? And now thinking, and I remember Frank coming up, he's like, dude, we got to record your songs. And I never, at that point, I never had thought of recording songs. I didn't know what the process was.
And I know one thing. You're on WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Prestige, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, EZ Blues is in the building. We got Watsa with us, who makes our great theme song on Behind the Brand. I hope I don't lose your train of thought. Continue, my friend.
That was it. It's pretty wild. I'm going to try not to cry at the show.
Don't cry.
No, cry. You want to know something?
If I cry.
Here's the thing. Like, at the live show this Saturday at Space Ballroom, I'm just saying, this Saturday at Space Ballroom, Watts is live. I will say that it is a going away show. I will say that it has one of the best openers in the history of rock music. I will say that. But, you know, other things upon that, you know, if you're going to have, that's the moment to have that emotional moment, especially when everyone has their handy dandy cameras out and you know, they're taking this live footage. Are you kidding? Marketing companies eat that alive. Marketing companies beg for that type of thing. And you're going to have it organically, man. It's awesome.
My dream is to become a meme. This Saturday. Watch me become a meme.
Word. No, like, it's so weird to see like how kind of the entertainment industry has evolved, because, you know, there is money in becoming a meme. You know, because you can attach it to an NFT, you know, just like there is money to having one of your songs become a sound on TikTok. Now I know that you do a lot of the stuff with the skateboarding, and usually it started out just doing the Instagram aspect, and then kind of trickled onto Facebook because they're attached, but you started to move over to TikTok. What's that journey been like? Because you were kind of doing some of this the TikTok stuff before TikTok was really the soul-sucking source of entertainment that it truly is. And trust me, I can say that because both Prestige and I will stay up until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning just sending each other dumb videos for a good 3 hour span. And it's amazing. So
I mean, TikTok,
it's with that respect.
I love Instagram. I like TikTok. I'm too old to figure out, like, I have good TikTok ideas, but like the actual, like, I have to ask my little sister, I'm like, yo, how do you do this? You know what I mean? I'm like, can you just do this for me, please? Like, I'm really, really bad with technology. That's why I don't, like, when I record, I need a producer, because I don't have like the patience to sit there and press buttons. Like, I just, like, if one thing goes wrong, I'm just like, throw it out the window. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, like, or like if I'm posting something on TikTok and it crashes, I'm just like, well, that idea is gone forever. You know, like, I don't care anymore. But with my skating, it kind of became like a more central focus, like videotaping it and stuff like that. I don't like it too much because when I'm skating, I want to be focused on skating and not what angle my camera's on or like if I'm getting the right, you know. Mm-hmm. I go into skating and music as it's kind of organic. I'm doing it because mostly I'm just really bad at multitasking, but like I'm doing it because I love to do it. I'm not trying to show it mm-hmm. off. I like videotaping it because if it inspires people to want to try music or want to try skating, mm-hmm. there I see some value to it. But most of the time, like, I have like a little $14 tripod and that I put up, and I'm like, if I catch something, sweet. If I don't, whatever, you know. And I've noticed that the less I care, the less I'm worried about what my content's going to be, the more people look at it because it's mm-hmm. more, yeah, it's not forced, you know. It's just there, and if you want it, sure. If not, whatever.
No, that's I love that you actually said that because you were definitely one of the first people to truly, truly point that out to me. And it's something that we talk about on the show all the time. You know, the best brand is branding yourself. And to do that, you have to be 100% honest. You need to literally get to the point where you really don't care what other people think about you or think about how, you know, what you're saying is going to affect, you know, artistically. You just need to say it, get it out there, and it be genuine. You know, I quoted Bob Dylan before, and I'll quote him again. You know, if you're going to be an outlaw, you better be honest. And bro, that's your brand in a nutshell. You know, and it's funny because, you know, what are you talking about? He has space aliens and all these multiple colors. But if you sit down and have the honor and privilege to, one, either go out with you, which is a whole nother experience. I mean, we have weeks at a time that we don't remember because of our journeys of fantasticness, but also have those moments of sitting across a table and just talking and not talking because business was important, but like actually just genuinely connecting. And you know, we talked about it in your intro when, you know, fans order some of your merch, which that shirt was dope. I wore it on Friday's show because it's amazing. But you give these personalized sticky notes, and you've been doing it for a while. And as an artist, like, part of me is like, oh, we should totally do that. And the other part of me is like, yo, that's a lot of work. Like, I got this to take care of and this to take care of and this. Why is that connection so important to you? Because it is so genuine. I just kind of wanted to know the why.
I mean, to me, like, selling merch, like, the money's cool and all, but like, I don't know. Yeah, I sometimes on the other side, like when you buy a shirt and I get that notification on my phone or whatever, I mm-hmm. sometimes want to tape like how happy I am that you bought a shirt. And it's not, I don't even know, sometimes I don't even know what you've bought or what anybody's mm-hmm. bought. You see, like, oh, you know, you have to mail something. And I'm like, and since I was a kid, I just love mail. You know what I mean? Like, I just love getting mail. Like, if I ever order anything on Amazon, like, I'm that kid that I'm just looking out the window all day. Like, even though it's like, if it's updated to out for delivery, I am literally on my phone, like, where is it? You know? and I don't know, like, someone to me, it's a process, you know, like, someone went on their phone. I know people say it's easy and stuff like that, but someone went on their phone. They went to your website. They clicked on it. They looked at what they wanted. They bought it. You know, it's like they, mm-hmm. I put in my address. I had to figure out what card I have to use and what zip code I put to that card. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole process, and you took the time to do that. And I think me writing you a note, I don't know. It is a lot of work, but mm-hmm. makes me feel good because the second that I mail that out, it's like mailing a letter out. Like, I get excited. I'm like, yo, when, like, I even look at the tracking numbers. I'm like, did they get it yet? I want to see, like, because not people usually don't expect it, and mm-hmm. usually, like, the person that gets it, yeah, they'll be like, oh, thanks for the shirt, but like, yo, thank you very much for that note. It made my day. You know what I mean? And it's little things like that. That as long as I have control of my merchandise for now, it's me, like, hey, I want you to know that I put this in this bag and I really appreciate you. If it's a sticker or mm-hmm. a skateboard, like, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, I thank you, and I want you, I don't know, handwritten things are just very thoughtful to me, because it's like, you have to take, I have to find a pen, I have to find, you know, it's like, it's all like a, it's a process. I had to go, you had to go through a process, so I'm going through a process to meet you halfway and let you know how much, how thankful I am that you're supporting what I do.
That's awesome. And honestly, for every person starting up a business, for every musician that's doing that, I really take a moment later in your day, rewatch this episode, rewind to this part, fast forward to this part, and really listen to it over and over again, because that's incredible advice. You know, that is everything we always talk about on the show, about that pure personal connection. You know, no matter what, you can write the best song in the history of songs, but if a person can't connect with it, you know, you can have the best invention in the history of inventions, but if people can't connect to it, you know, it's just a really cool idea or a really cool song. It's that connection that's so important, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. If you leave an impression, you leave an impression on someone, and you just got to continue to push and try to have that be a good impression. And if it is a bad impression, hopefully they give us all the opportunity to grow through that and be better. I know that there are some people in this world that will probably say horrible things on my name. I just hope one day I have the opportunity to change their mind. And if not, hey, that's on them.
Just keep them talking.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you just released this amazing cassette tape, which again, love that it's something different that you can get on your Bandcamp. Are you going to be going over to LA with a finished product?
Oh, I haven't. It'll be at the show. It's almost sold out.
Ah, there you go.
The thing about like merch, I love merch. You know that. And why I love merch is to kind of talk about what we were just talking about. Like I won't sell a yoga mat because I don't do yoga, so I don't know a thing. You know, I know what yoga mat is. But there's, when I, like, everything that I hate, like, you know, that I sell or, like, you know, have on my website is things that, like, I've experienced. So, a cassette tape, I remember when I used to live in Hartford, I had, like, this, I don't even know the brand, I had some stereo, and I would listen to Hot 93.7 with my cassette and, like, my finger on that record button, waiting for my favorite song to come on, and then I would be like, boop, you know what I mean? Like, the original mixtape, you know? With every like DJ screaming behind the song, and I'm like, let me just listen to the song. So like that's why like a cassette, which they look amazing. I don't know if y'all want to see it, you can go to the website. They were done by Island Lake Audio out of Chicago, and they have my new song and then a remix by my friend Justin Afta. As a tape, I can relate to a tape, so I can have a conversation with you about my tape because I know why my song is on tape. I know why my song is on vinyl. I love vinyl. I've learned that everything that I provide is something that I've had, you know, experience with my human experience. I've dealt with, you know. I don't like coffee, so I'm not going to sell you coffee. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you have to kind of like narrow it down to like what you know best. That's what I've learned through the pandemic, actually, and just like getting older. There are things that I want to give you something that makes me excited. I can't sell you a shirt if I'm not, you know, I've worn my own shirt and people are like, yo, so meta, you have yourself on your shirt. And I'm like, and you're wearing your own shirt with your face on it. And I'm like, I can't expect you to wear a shirt that I won't wear. You know, I can't expect you to listen to a cassette that you won't listen to.
Well, no, that's so true. And we've actually started to do that, obviously, with Sam Penguin, you know, as well. You know, we'll go out there and we'll rock it. And people are like, why are you rocking the Sam Penguin beanie? Because it's cool.
I'm proud.
I designed it and I like it and it's cool. So I'm going to wear it. I don't, you know, but it really is, you know, when you are that personally connected, it is just absolutely, it's a different experience. You know, I have been with corporatized type of art project where, you know, it's all about having, you know, the perfect thing and they sit with, you know, the demographic groups and, you know, they're running test markets and test screens to try to figure out if something's going to go. And when I tell you that it is something that can completely destroy your soul, you know, I haven't really talked about it much on the show, but the reason why I joined the Army was because of a music industry like that, because it took all the love, respect, and passion out of it. And it took, to me, the artistry. Not saying there's not an art form to the, to, you know, marketing giants and stuff like that. There is, it's just not a type of art that I can personally get into. You know, so I love to hear, you know, yeah, I design cool merch stuff because I want cool merch stuff, you know, and hopefully somebody else digs and sees how much I love my cool merch stuff, and they're going to connect on that love basis. And now they're going to love my cool merch stuff. You know, or you see it a lot. We've had Jahan Nostra on the show. Love that big brother. Love him to death. But he's always out rocking his stuff and rocking it with pride because he's got cool stuff. You know, it's just on point. And I really like P. When we went to Tour for Life.
Yes,
that dude was fully Nostra'd out. Like, yes. Track suit and everything. Like, he's just in the full garb. And he wasn't even performing that day. He was there to visit people. You know what I mean? So you knew that it's just about who he is. Because, look, we've all seen those photo shoots of those, you know, artists that are in their gear. And they're miserable. They're like, yep, I'm posing. This is what it's got to be. And it's not real and it's not organic. You're not going to see them go to the local bar to see their friend's band play, you know, rocking that sweatshirt, you know. That so it's great to hear that connection, man. I really, really appreciate that with you.
Make it comfortable and use it yourself. That's my the two rules. You know, like I used to sell like $5 shirts, and it's like those gilded, like, nothing against it, but like, and it's like, yeah, people will buy it, but it's like they won't wear it. I want you to wear my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Watson.
No, and it is, you're gonna miss it is comfortable.
Oh, sorry about that, Easy. I meant to say, what are you going to miss about New York, Watson?
Y'all ever watch that ID Channel Side Talk?
Yes.
That. that just like, I don't know what is going to happen today. You know, it's literally the second you walk out the door of your apartment, anything can happen, good or bad. But stimulation and excitement. I don't know. Every time I woke up in New York, kind of like when I would see the skyline. I sometimes took it for granted, and sometimes I took a step back and I'm like, you know, a lot of people in the world would kill to see the New York skyline.
Here, oh, yeah.
Empire State Building right in front of you. You know what I mean? I the realness, the gritty, dirty, all the rats. just like the of it. I don't know how to explain it. That's what I'll miss. Just the – it's – in New York, I would say, like, if you make a mistake – like, it all costs you money. if you take the subway the wrong way, you know, so you have to be on point. And people react to it. And New York taught me how to be more transparent and be okay with that. Like, hey, I am making music because I'm trying to bring bread to my table. I should not feel shame about that. Hey, I'm trying to sell merchandise because I want to go to Tahiti. I want to go to, you know what I mean? Like, I have a job. I'm there's so many different people in New York that have made me be okay with, I like being a normal guy. I just happen to make music, you know? Because in New York, everybody's like, what do you want? What do you need? Let's go. You know what I mean? It's not like, they don't care. You can be Leonardo DiCaprio. You can be just like a guy on the street and you're in the same train. You're just going the same way. You paid the same price.
Numerous personalities that you deal with every single day too, man. Numerous. And it's really good that you say there's that unity in New York too. Like when different people that you go around, different people that you experience with always want to talk to you and always want to build with you. Did that make you a better musician too?
I think if I become a better person, I become a better musician. Yeah. Awesome. I have more stories to tell. As a musician, like my dad's a pastor, and mm-hmm. I always think we have the same job in a sense. We have different message maybe, but we have the same exact job. It's like he's telling stories and I'm telling stories. And New York, it was like a nice, like, there's a lot of stories in one little drop. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it's, I guess more mm-hmm. dense. That's the, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it just made me, not that I was never accepting, but it just made me accept a lot more, be more open to more situations with different people. Mm-hmm. And just be kind of like alert. Just like, you don't know, you know, but and not in a bad way, alert to like, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like, you know, being alert, nobody's going to mug me. Nobody, I mean, you know, it happens, but more like alert because like some of the best things could be right in front of you or, you know,
right.
or just down, you know, I could be having the crappiest day, you know, the most mental stress day, depressed day. And in mm-hmm. New York, I could come out, walk outside, literally walk two blocks and my whole day, my whole week or month could be the change like that. You know what I mean? It's right. literally New York is what you put into it and what you let come into you, if that makes sense, or what you let in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All with discipline.
So much knowledge on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Prestige, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, EZ Blues is in the building. And one of the openers for the show on Saturday, EZ, tell me about that.
Well, that, you know, this is one of the most incredible things. You know, I'm used to just getting, you know, phone calls and messages from WATA, just to get a phone call and a message. So but one time I get a message, hey, do you have a minute to talk? And I'm like, okay, this is either going to be really, really awesome or I'm going to have to get some bail money. And that's fine. I have a card for that. It'll be good. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got you. What's going on? He's like, look, here's the deal. You know, you guys have really been hustling. And that's the one thing I'm a huge fan of giving, you know, no matter what anything has gone through, and even like trying to run a band during, you know, a 3-year pandemic, you know, when we were just kind of on the uptick, you always believed in us like 1,000,000%. When other people, you know, were like, you know, I don't think they're gonna work. I've seen Tristan's stuff in Bonsai Giant and Kenny's stuff in Mystic Seahorse, and I don't think those styles kind of go together. And then there's Wata, just like, oh, this is gonna be fun. Like, no matter what, this is gonna be fun. And it was it's incredible to see. And you know, from going to those different shows and really sitting and learning with you and getting ushered in by, you know, to PST past the door guy, because that one, because our buddy, we love him, you know, was like, hey guys, just walk in here and here's some nips. Have a good day. You know, it's always an incredible experience when we're pouring ourselves into vans and cars. So when he offered this opportunity, I was like, oh yeah, like to have the honor and privilege to do your going away show. Like, to me, it's one of the most important things, because you mean a lot to Shane Penguin. You mean a lot to me. You are my brother in so many amazing ways. And, you know, I look forward to being able to participate and fully. And we have Falconeer Productions that are going to be recording pretty much our entire set and some backstage stuff as well, to put together and release on YouTube to help promote things moving forward. So, you know, I got that phone call. And again, for all those artists out there, no matter what time of the day it is, be ready to pick up that phone, because when that call comes through, you don't want to miss it, you know. And I'm so glad that, you know, I check my messages more times than I don't.
if I could add to that, one, it's also my honor that you're playing the show. It's
I think we lost you.
Off. Yeah,
your audio got cut off. I don't know why. Oh, there you are. Okay, you're back.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm excited that you're part of it. I don't know what I missed.
You said it was also an honor for us to be on the show, and then nothing.
Okay. it's a two-way street, you know, like you make the show better. It's not all about me. And it rarely really is. I am extremely lucky in the sense that I have people that believe in me, that I have people that build me up, and people that want to go on this journey with me. I don't like saying journey, just like I'm this, like, hey, like, you down? You know, I'm a very black and white person. I need a yes or a no, and I make very quick decisions, sometimes in a good way and sometimes in a bad way. But I go from my gut, and the second that I knew this show was happening, I knew that y'all had to play. So I notice people working hard, and I love your music. But on top of that, it's just the hard work. Whatever you put in, some music might, you know, I'm not going to like all kinds of music. So it doesn't mean that I don't appreciate watching hard work. And like just putting yourself out there. It's not easy. You know, we make it look easy. You know, on social media, you see like, you know, hey, let's do shots. Let's do this. Let's, you know, you see all mm-hmm. social media just is the success, you know, nobody sees the process. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is like a small token of appreciation that I can give you back as like, hey, like I noticed. I'm regular, you know, I'm a normal dude. Just like the three of us. I don't look at anybody below me or above me. And I've grown through that. It's taken a while. You know, I'm not saying that I'm a saint or that I've, you know, haven't messed up in the past, but, it's not to sound cliche, but we do better together than, you know, a one-man show. I look at it, I almost, I don't even see it. I see it as our show. I don't see it as my farewell show. Mm-hmm. Farewell show is just a way to, like, give it an angle so people will come. But
right. Well, we're also saying it's your farewell show because this is your interview. So, obviously, you know, on Friday, when we talk with Shane Penguin, it's going to be our show. Because that's just the way it needs to be, you know. Hey. It just the footnote will be that it's you know it's your farewell show. It's like yeah, on Friday it'll be our space ballroom debut. That'll be what that interview's for. But today on Monday it's about your farewell show. Same show, different angle.
I'm happy to see. I used to work in Starbucks in West Hartford Center when I was 19. Mm-hmm. Wow, how many years ago is that now? 14 years ago, and I went by it the other day, and there was a music and arts. This is kind of like, I know this is off topic, but my brain kind of works this way. And there was a music and arts. It's like a music store, like they teach lessons and stuff like that. And there was this guy, Gonzalo Cortez. I used to teach flute there. And if you know me, I played flute like a big chunk of my life. And I used to always go on my break and kind of bother him, like, yeah, teach me flute. You know what I mean? Like, I used to think he was like this. I mean, he is an amazing flute player. And I walked by it the other day, and I noticed that he was on the. He had hit me up about coming to the show, and he bought two tickets. And I'm like, I haven't seen this gentleman in 15 years almost, and he'll be at my farewell show. And to me, that's like, you know, he saw me last time. He saw me. I couldn't even buy a drink at a bar, and now I'm like, now I shouldn't be buying drinks. No, I'm just kidding. But but it's stuff like that that I'm excited about. I'm like a creature of like, I love eclecticness, and I love what I love about my shows or like shows that like I'm involved in is looking out in the crowd and seeing all types of walks of life in that crowd. And like, as I'm playing, I'm like, I met this person at like a flute gathering. I met this person at like a bonfire. And I'm like, how the gift that we have is that we can bring that all together in one room. And it's not weird. Everybody's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's weird to me just because I'm like, wow, you know? But it's a beautiful thing to be able to have those many different walks of life. And then when they become friends, it's even cooler. And you're like, hey, I met this guy at your show. I'm like, really? Wow. You know, you're friends now? You know? But yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to seeing old faces and new faces.
Yeah. No, and it really is that amazing mixture. My oldest is in high school, and their math teacher is going to be coming. You know, so they're going to be at the show, and their math teacher is going to be at the show. And I just think that is absolutely amazing. And then, you know, the math teacher will probably have some questions after the set, and that's fine. I'm here to answer those questions. But this isn't about me. We're rounding down to the end of the show, obviously. This is 100% your time, man. We want to give you every moment of every second for you to promote everything you need so that we can make sure that you got the good airfare 48 hours after Saturday. We want to make sure that, you know, you can get the good slippers in you know, when you first move in. And we want to make sure you can have a good meal your first night in L.A. So tell everyone how they can personally connect to you and continue to participate in your amazing growth journey.
Mail me some snail mail. No. hit me up. I'm pretty open. I try to get to all my DMs on Instagram. It's @HolaHoata. Mm-hmm. Come to the show. January 22nd, this Saturday. Sorry about that. 7 p.m. Shane will be opening. Just come hang out. You don't even have to say hi. I'm actually a pretty shy person too. I hate saying hi first. Come hang out, listen to music, make some friends. Please be safe about it. Wear your mask. Be vaccinated, all that. I won't get into that. But the venue's taking all the precautions to make everybody feel safe. So come hang out. It's been a while. I haven't played New Haven in maybe 3 years.
Last time was PSP, right?
I think so. No, actually, no. 2 years. Wow. It was my birthday. I played at Toads.
Oh, that's right, Toads. Yeah, but that was a 15-minute set opening for you know, P&B Rock. I know because I was on stage. But you know, I'm just gonna throw it out there.
it's an open-minded show. Come hang out. Nobody's expecting anything from you. Just come hang out and enjoy music. Bring a skateboard if you want.
And it is an all-ages show too, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, that's too. Like this is probably the first all-ages show I've played in like 8 years, 10 years, like
since you had to.
Basically, maybe. I mean, I
yeah.
Space, but it's like the World Cup. I think every 4 years, like it just happened that way. It's not even like I chose it, but that's also something I'm intriguing. I'm intrigued by an all ages show because I do like being influential in a positive way. So I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely. Wata.
All right. We're going to be playing your song, brother.
We do appreciate you on Behind the Brand. We got some music right here. We're going to play on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, New Haven. Appreciate you again, brother.
Llévame donde el pan está caliente. Llévame donde mi mamá nació. Llévame donde las genepas crecen, llévame donde el coqui se amanece. Tráigame una medalla fría con un chichaito de maní. Tráigame una sábana bien linda que nunca quiero salir de aquí, de aquí, de aquí. Yo nunca quiero salir de aquí, de aquí, de aquí. Yo nunca quiero salir de aquí. Llévame, llévame, oh. Llévame, llévame, oh, llévame.
ser feliz.